The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, and usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First up, are you a sinner? No, realistically, who are you hurting by your sinning? You are hurting others, and you are hurting yourself. And that, my friends, is just dumb. Next, it's read and ramble, because just hearing the word and thinking out loud about it can help us walk a wiser walk. And finally, a pop question from one of our favorite people. We examine the difference between praise and worship in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. How much more? A lot. Okay? Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Couple ways to get a hold of us. Now, I got to tell you what's going on, just so everybody can be aware, so that you're a little more patient with me today. Yesterday on the way home, it was obvious that my phone had said, "Hi, Dave. Love you. Glad I've been with you for the last 6.5 years. Time to go. Got to go. Bye." And then my phone went, "Bye." So I went to the store and got a new phone. So now I have a new phone, not expensive, okay? But I don't know how to use it correctly yet. So there could be a little bit of fidgeting, and you can count on me not doing this perfectly for the next, like, month and a half. That last one I had for, like, 6 years, so I knew every little nuance how to handle it. This one is kind of similar, but not similar enough. So you're going to there could be a lot of things that happen. That's all I'm going to say to you. All right, so let's talk about what the point of contact is. So you can get in touch with us by calling or by texting. By texting, that's 214-210-8483. Eric just texted me so I know it works. I mean, that part's good. And I got the volume shut off so it doesn't interfere with everything. That's 214-210-8483. You can text anytime throughout the show. It never bugs me because the volume's off, and if I can't read it, I can't read it. You can also call 972-445-0770. And the reason that I'm going to say this number again slowly is because it's just like warmed, baked chocolate chip cookies. Oh, right out of the oven. You ever pull them right out of the, and then they're gooey, right? And then they're like, it doesn't even hold together in the first, like, minute. You got to wait. Yeah, that's what it's like, right? Oh.
I'd rather just have my tongue burning just to eat it.
Yeah, what are we doing, a show? Forget that. Let's go get cookies. Anyway, you can call 972-445-0770, and then Terrific T will answer the phone. It'll just be like those cookies. And then she'll turn you over to me. It'll just be like sandpaper rubbing against your nose. That's just so nice, isn't it? You can call for trivia. You can call for prayer requests, praise reports. You can also text in those things. You can make a comment about something. All we ask is that you keep it cool. We're not looking for it to be weird. Just keep it cool. Keep it simple. We also do trivia. We'll start off by doing trivia. Got my little trivia book here with all my little trivia things marked out. And we are on Facebook Live. We're giving it another opportunity to see if some people like it. we'll see what happens. All right, here's the bottom line. Very easy opening question. Easy opening question for trivia. Who said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person"? Who said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person"? If you think you know, you can call in or you can text in. Keep in mind, by the way, any topic is open for conversation. Why is that? It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, we're starting off. I know there's a lot of news that's coming down the pike. I want to tell you right now that something you don't know, as somebody's calling in, I want to tell you right now why it's raining. Now, you think I'm going to give you the answer, and it's going to be clouds, and it's going to be all these different things. That's why it's raining, because the nebulous clouds get together, and there's the friction, and there's a you're all incorrect. Because yesterday, also for the first time in 8 months, I spent $8 and got my car washed. That's why it's raining today, because I got my car washed. Okay. Do we got somebody in there for us? Okay, let's fire away. I'm a rain guy. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
All right.
Are you feeling any better? I've been praying for you, so I want to make sure you're doing okie dokie.
Well, keep.
Yeah, it keeps coming in and out, right? It goes in, goes out, because it's kind of like up and down?
Well, I've got just some problems here. I'm old and got some medical problems trying to get God to move.
Gotcha. I got you. Well, I'm not going to stop praying for you, so we'll just keep praying together on this.
Okay,
and
thank
keeping
you.
In agreement. Thank you. All right, now let's talk about who made this comment. Washing his hands kind of mentality. Said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." Who said that?
It was Pontius Pilate.
That is correct, sir! 1,000% correct. And see, that's one of the great teachings is people, when they are introduced to Jesus, they have a couple of choices. You can say yes, you can say no, you can pull back at a distance, but unless you say yes, Lord, unless you surrender, you're not looking at a great future. But if you say yes, you're looking at a fantastic future. And Pontius Pilate's a perfect example of somebody who pulled it back and said, "I ain't touching this." So that's a great, great job. Excellent job in the opening of the show.
Okay, thank you. And I'll pray for you.
I appreciate that. I need all the prayers I can get. And if you ask my wife, she'll give you a list. So don't ask her. But just keep praying for me, and I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, excellent job. All right, and then I just want to say again, for those that don't understand, I'm trying to tell you the only reason it's raining because I spent $8 and washed my car for the first time in like 8 months. No. And the worst part, I don't even get a rain check. I was driving to work, and it's just like so bad. It took me an hour plus to get to work. I was like, buddy, get it. Yeah, feel sorry for me. All right, let's see. Let's get into the teaching. We'll do DNA a little bit later. I want to make sure everybody gets to this teaching. This is out of Job chapter 35, verse 6 through 7. And in our show, it's important to understand, we try to cover as all the territory. We don't try to, it's just this, it's just this. It's not just, everybody feel like flowers. Sometimes it's hitting you in the face with a bag of sand. It's all of it, okay? And that's how it should be, because that is the Christian walk. It is the up, it is the down, it is the in, it is the out. And sometimes you have better days than others. Sometimes you have better hours, better weeks, better months, better years. That's a part of it, okay? There's no question about that. So here I want to talk about sin, but I want to talk about from a different angle. And we try and keep it pretty fresh. Job 35, 6 through 7. If you have sinned, what do you accomplish against God? And if your transgressions are many, what do you do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give to him? Or what does he receive from your hand? This is Job chapter 35, verse 6 through 7. Here's what I want you to get. there is a mentality that we do, in a certain sense, God a favor. When we go to church, we're doing God a favor. When we give in the offering, we're doing God a favor. When we put up with a really boring sermon, we're doing God a favor. These are the things that go through our minds that we might not say out loud, but that we should probably be more honest about and reflect. Here's the bottom line. If you do something that's really good, okay? It's not like God goes, wow, I have more money in my account because they did something good. Okay? That's not how that works. And let me just say the opposite real quickly. If you do something really bad, it's not like God goes, wow, I have less money in my account because they did something bad. Doesn't work that way. In a certain sense, and I'm just using this towards God, so don't misunderstand where its application is. In a certain sense, if you sin, so what? From the divine point of view, you're not going to change God. It's not going to, God's not going to go, oh, I've been affected. It's like, that's not how that works. What happens is that God created mankind for fellowship, and sin is the separator. So when you sin, when I sin, me, I make the distance. It's not God's problem. It's my problem. And I'm either sinning against myself. I can sin against God, but it's not going to impact him. But if I sin against myself, it's going to directly impact me in a very negative way. And if I sin against somebody else, it's going to directly impact them in a very negative way. And it's the same truth. And what I'm trying to do is give you an elevation of theology proper, kind of elevate your thinking to understand, if you sin, so what? If you're good, so what? From God's point of view, okay? Now, what's important about that is he doesn't want you, or he doesn't want me, probably more me than you. He doesn't want us to get stuck in sin, because sin has these terrible ramifications against ourselves and against people that we're engaging with, okay? But we're not hurting or helping God. God only helps us. And that's really important to remember, that the reason he's trying to get us away from sin is because the result, the fruit, it's like planting in sin, and you're going to reap the fruit, and it's bad fruit. It's fruit that will get you sick. It's almost like you bake a meal and you put your time into it, and then just towards the end of it, you drop a little poison in, and then you cook it, and then you get it, and you eat it, and you get sick. Well, that's because you put poison in there. Okay, this is the whole point. And so God's trying to help you and I to stop putting poison in our meal. Okay, he's trying to help us. But it's not impacting him in the capacity that it affects his being. He hurts for us, but he wants to help us. And so from a sin point of view, that's one of the reasons why, instead of when mankind is caught in sin, instead of running away into the garden and hiding, we should be running to God and asking for help. You don't hide from the Lord. You run to the Lord. I don't care how big or little the sin really is. Okay? All right. Kind of a cool opening there. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Our hope, my hope, is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people who vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Like any person searching for answers, I, too, have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I'm getting some echo from my own earphone thingy. That's not your fault. That's my fault. Okay, couple things to tell you. Remember, my phone is kind of like, still trying to figure it out. I do want to let you know I'm going to be responding to a question that Eric asked. Eric, you don't have to listen to the whole show. But it's the next segment when I'm going to answer, just to let you know that ahead of time. Okay, we are going to do our trivia, and this is brought to you and brought to us in sponsorship by Coach and Texas Air King, whom we really appreciate that they're trying to help us and help pay for the show and help move the show forward and expand the show. So, I mean, that's really cool of them. Get it? Texas Air King. That's cool of them. All right, let's play that, and then we'll do the trivia question. Here's Texas Air King.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go. All right, so here it is. Here's the trivia question. Get ready. Now, you can either call in, right, or you can text in. So if you text, it works just as good, except you don't actually get on the air and you don't get the warm cookie feel like when you're talking to T. So, I mean, that's the only disadvantage, okay? All right. Okay. In the Bible, we find the words, blessed are the meek. Why? What do they get? That's the trivia question. Blessed are the meek. Well, they get something. What do they get? Aha! If you know that answer, you can call it in or you can text it in. In the meantime, don't forget about our special little place, our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, and that's really important on the website, and we just want to make this, I want to stress this as strong as possible to you while somebody's calling in on the question here. Let me stress this really strong. We need a little financial help. Let me say it in a way you can really understand. Help! Okay. We're a little tight, but we are confident that God will help us through and that we're just going forward, stepping in faith. You know, sometimes you step in faith. I like to share it so that you guys know that it's the same. I'm going through the same thing you go through. I mean, I know there's people that got multi-trillion dollar companies that like that. Just as T, that ain't us. Multi-trillion.
It's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't even have a trillion zillionth cent. Nothing doesn't matter. We just do the best we can. Walk by faith and not by sight. Here we go. Somebody calling in on the trivia. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah.
I'm Carolyn David.
Hi, Carolyn. How you doing?
I'm fine. Bless you.
Bless you, too. Can you turn your radio down just a little? There's a little echo there. So if you have the radio on, sometimes the radio waves do that. If not, it's just you got to echo an echoey area. But it's not a problem. Here's a great question, and they should get something. Let me hear from you. Blessed are the meek. What do they get?
They shall inherit the earth.
That is correct, ma'am. That is right. Now, I'll say this, that it's people mistake meek for weak, and that's a real big mistake. Meek does not mean weak, because it says that Moses was one of the meekest people, and that guy was anything but soft. Might be a nice way to say it.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm driving, David.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent job. All right. See how we roll? We roll. We roll. All right, so we got Texas Air King, right? Talked about the website, right? Had somebody call in for the question, right? I think that was that their first time calling in? I don't remember. I think so. That's always fun. All right, I'm going to do, you got the read and ramble ready? Because we're going to do a little read and ramble. And this one, here's the thing I want you to get out of Read and Ramble. You think, what is that? Well, I've read this. I've studied this in the past. Now I'm rereading it and then giving you what I've gotten, in the past and just kind of like flying. So it's not the same kind of notes mentality. And the whole point about Read and Ramble is to hear the word and to think about it out loud. Okay? All right. Let's fire away with Read and Ramble.
Well, I'm ramming, 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 ramming.
It's just so funny.
I love that ending.
It's just hilarious. Okay. Here's what Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former manner of life, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions. Watch this. But when God, who had set me apart, even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood. One of the things I love about Paul is he's like, look, I'm on a mission from God. That's, remember the Blues Brothers? We're on a mission from God. Okay, you probably didn't see the Blues Brothers, did you? All right, so here's the bottom line. The bottom line is he's like, I received this from the Lord. Nobody came along and gave me a fortune cookie and said, this is what it is. I got this from the Lord. The Lord knocked me on my keister. I was on my donkey. I was riding in. I'm blind now. He's like, okay, buddy, we're going to make some changes here. He got the fullness of the gospel. He realized, because only in Christ is the veil done away, all the stuff that he had been learning in his whole life all actually centered around Jesus, and he didn't even realize it. So the Lord gave him that revelation, opened up his eyes, opened up his mind, and he was able to understand it. So there's a couple things to talk about in this. There's 1,000 things to talk about in this. But one of the things is understanding when he's talking about tradition. Not all tradition is bad. Okay, so let's stop with that. Tradition that squeezes out the word of God so it has no application, that is bad, okay? Traditions that people follow that deny God or that follow a system that's more man-oriented, that's bad. The tradition that people teach or that the Pharisees used to teach is not that every single thing they ever said was bad. That's absurd. But what they would do is they would squeeze out God's grace and mercy and love by performance through their traditions. And so Jesus was like, knock it off. They just stop doing that stuff. A tradition, for those that don't know, paradosis in the Greek has to do with something being handed down, something bequested, something transmitted, so to speak. So it's a transmission of procedure. And the problem is the procedure can become more important than what it was created for. And that's the issue. Okay, here's what I want you to get. Because he's talking about tradition. He's talking about how he was raised. He's going into that level. I want you to catch this. Really important. It's not that all tradition is bad. That's wrong. But what happened is we had the law. And the law was, X amount of laws. There's six different people have counted different laws, 613, 619, 539. I mean, it's like, okay, let's just say there's a whole bunch of laws. And then what happened is in order to keep people away from the law, they created the Mishnah, which kept you farther away from the law so you didn't break the laws, then the Talmud, which kept you farther away from the Mishnah so that you didn't get too close to the Mishnah, so you didn't get too close to the laws. And then they kept building and building and building and expanding and getting farther and farther away from what God was saying in order not to dishonor God. And by the time they're done, they're like on the left side of Mars. Maybe they don't even know what they're doing. They're doing nothing with God. It's all got to do with, personal practice. And like Jesus comes in, he goes, what are you guys doing? You're crazy. You're missing the whole point. And so he makes a big issue of that and saying, look, this is not the way to go. And I got this from, he received a revelation. For those that don't know, that revelation is actually the same word that's the book of Revelation. So apocalypto. So he actually had that. And then he says this, and this is the coolest part, and I want you to catch this. He says, God gave it to me through revelation, but when God, who set me apart even from my mother's womb, that's right, God knows what's going on in the womb. And for those that do not know, no matter what anybody ever says, God really hates innocent blood being shed, and a baby has blood inside of it 20 days after it's conceived. That therefore, anybody that's terminating a baby after 20 days that doesn't have to do with medical procedure is actually spilling innocent blood. Can't change it, can't do it, you can't undo it. That's what it is. And then he says this, he was pleased to reveal his son to me, so he called me through his grace. Listen to this. That word call, kaleo, means to invite or to summon. And here's something I want you to get. People make fun of, that shouldn't be an invitation. That's exactly the word Paul used when he said that Jesus came to him. Jesus invited him. He said, come over here. When you get an invitation in the mail, right, if it's to a lousy event, you're like, oh, RSVP, I'm going to be in Europe. But when you get an invitation, like somebody says, hey, here's an invitation to the Super Bowl, 50-yard line, all expenses paid, hotel, all the way, $20,000 expenditure to spend on this, you're like, yes, yeah. Okay, how about an invitation to live forever in a city who's so fantastic that the streets are filled with gold? How about that? Like, ooh, that's some invitation. That's what Paul's talking about. God called me, invited me by his grace. And I said, okie dokie. That's where an okie dokie really works, right there. All right, we come back. We're going to do difference between praise and worship. Very fascinating study. I didn't even know most of this myself. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? That's cool. Anyhow, so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months, but I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick, and I thought, I could high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can, right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can sitting up about 4 inches, and you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, you catch the wind, and so I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful. So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it. Because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible Trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, by the way, livinginhisgrip.com for September and Glenn. Big shout out to them for being big supporters of the show, as well as to my brother Billy, who is Billy Spoon Band at Reverb Nation. You know what I don't have is I don't have like a website for it's Reverb Nation. Then you type in Billy Spoon, but you got to go to reverbnation.com. I need more. I need simple. You know what I mean? I need the go to XYZ123ABC. I'm a simple
dot
man.
.com.
Yeah, dot .com, right? I'm a simple guy. Trivia. Okay, here we go. All right. Where, you don't have to get the exact address, so I'll do this differently. Okay, in what book of the Bible do you find these words? And I'm going to give you a multiple choice, okay? Be strong and of good courage. Do you find that in Job, Philippians, Joshua, or Ephesians? In what book of the Bible do you find the words, be strong and of good courage? Do you find that in Job, Philippians, Joshua, or Ephesians? While we're doing that, don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, got somebody calling in on that one as well. So here's the bottom line. So that's I think that's a really good question. Don't forget the website. Check it out. I always add different stuff, new stuff, trying to keep it interesting. We are really behind on our words of the day and stuff like that, doing the best we can. I think we need like another 30 minutes. All right, somebody answer the question? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, hi, David. This is Ace.
Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Thank you very much for your prayers.
Oh, you got it. Every day, my friend. Every day. I'm very, very committed to that, making sure that I absolutely praying that out. So here's a classic question. I know you know it, and we're gonna nail it down because it's really important. In what book of the Bible do you find the words "be strong and of good courage"?
Yeah, that was when Joshua was taking over Moses' place.
That is correct. You are exactly correct. And you know what's amazing about that is, first of all, what a daunting task to face to take over for Moses. Let's just be honest. That's just like, what? You know, nobody really wanted to do that. But the Lord was like, just be strong and be of good courage, and you're going to prevail.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he actually did. He had to put up with a little less than Moses, so it was actually worked out pretty good for him.
A big job.
Amen. Absolutely. I hope you're well. I'm going to keep praying for you, and I'd love to hear it. Love it when you call in.
I appreciate that. Thank you, David.
All right.
The Lord bless you.
All right. Bless you as well, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love it. Okay. Love, 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 love it.
You know, I actually knew that one.
You did? Okay. When you know them, you could just give me a little thing and then write it down. And then when it's there, then you can jump in and we can, you know, give you affirmation. Okay. Because you to have that opportunity. That's good. Don't forget about history. Let's do history real quickly. And then we'll get to the big question of the day. History.
Let's go live in the past.
I think somebody might be calling in. I don't know if that's still Tim or is that somebody else? Is somebody else calling in? Let me tell you this about history real quickly for those that don't know. Today is Kaleidoscope Day. I don't know. Kaleidoscope Day. You know those kaleidoscope things where you turn them and they make all those really weird, like, you know, little tube thingies?
Oh, I thought that was the one that you couldn't look through the stars.
No, the telescope?
Oh.
Oh, no, the classic. And you turn it, and it has all those really weird colory kind of. Have you not seen? Oh, I'm going to have to get you one. It's inexpensive.
Yeah, I thought kaleidoscopes were telescopes.
Nope. Kaleidoscope's like running your head into a telescope. It's colliding. No, it's colliding. I'm kidding. Today is also Gingerbread House Day or Gingerbread Decorating Day. Something about gingerbread, which is okay. You know, I like it, but it has kind of a weird aftertaste, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Kind of like Nutella.
Okay. Thank you for saying that because now I feel normal. National Noodle Ring Day. If you're trying to figure out what that is, that's noodles and rings. I think SpaghettiOs. That could help. SpaghettiOs. You know, big zero. And then finally, and I have no idea why this is, all right. It's the start of Hanukkah, so we want to give that acknowledgement. And I'm just going to say this because I don't want to get too deep in it. I want to get plenty of time on Eric's thing. If you understand Hanukkah and you understand Hanukkah Harry, kind of the offshoot to Santa Claus, you understand why when we would get presents, you'd get excited when it was something as good as pencils and socks. Wow, I got socks. Yeah. How'd you like to be a kid on Christmas Day and said, wow, pencils? Okay. If you understand how this works, don't ask. That was a good gift, you know. All right, we'll just move on. Let's go into Eric's teaching thing. I'm just going, it must be Friday. So Eric asked me a pop question, a really good question. He asked me about the difference between praise and worship. And I'm going to give you some really, I think this is a very fascinating. Praise is found a bazillion times. And then worship is found in much fewer times. And so I decided to do a quick study on praise and worship in the Old and in the New Testament. I'm not even going to give you the overall Hebrew because it gets a little deep. But I'll say what the word is. It's shakah. Well, I guess we'll get two and one in here. Shakah for page. That's S-H-A-W-K-H-A-W. Shakah, okay? And that's for worship in the Old Testament. Now watch this. This is the really amazing thing. This, when it's Old Testament worship, this is full bow down. Full bow down. Not part, full bow down. So you ever see, I guess the only way for me to do this and without getting people too mad at me, if you ever saw Wayne's World and they, you know, and they see Alice Cooper, they go, we're not worthy. Anyway, so they do this whole bow down thing. Anyway, it's full bow down. It's not partial. It's complete prostrating oneself on the ground before a monarch or a superior in homage. And it's as intense as it can get. You're fully flat on the floor. The difference between that in the Old Testament and praise, watch this. This is a fascinating difference. Is praise is a very similar thing, but it's to kneel down. So worship is to fully bow down. Now, it's going to be different than the New Testament, but hang in there. But praise is to kneel down and to bless. So when you worship, when the word worship's being used, think of a full prostrate person completely on the ground acknowledging in homage. And then when you're praising, it's almost like the kneeling before the great person and the homage that way. Okay, so that's the first thing. Okay, that's number one. I'm not done. Not done. Hang in there. And then that that Hebrew word, let me see, that Hebrew word is baruch, baruch. Okay, it's kind of like the blessing word, little bit of a variant, not a lot, but a little bit. In the Greek, it's a little tougher, okay? So you can understand it in the Hebrew because I think that makes a lot of sense. In the Greek, when you are in worship, okay, it mean, listen to this. It's proskuneo, and it means to kiss towards. And what it has to do with is kissing the face in honor or respect or acknowledgement. And the difference there is it's like kissing the face out of an adoration. And you can understand it maybe better when a son kisses his mom on the cheek and says, I love you, and he appreciates all the great things that she's done. That's a worship form in the Greek. Okay, that's worship in the Greek. And then in praise in the Greek, completely different. This is the one that really, you know, goes a different direction. This one has much more to do with well-spokenness or speaking well. It actually is from the word eugetos, which is where we get eulogy. Okay, and it means to be well spoken of, to be blessed. So in the, isn't that fascinating? It's like it's four different things all together, but it's really fascinating. So let me go back over it, and I'll try and make sense of it if I can. I don't know if I can, but in the Greek, okay, to praise is to speak well of, to give good acknowledgement. It's like not, it's eulogy, but not for a dead person. It's speaking well of somebody in that capacity, but they're not dead. They're alive. Okay, being well spoken to. In worship in the Greek, it's to kiss the face. It's a submission, but it's more of an appreciation or a thank you-ness. And, I love everything you've ever done for me. You're the greatest ever. In the Hebrew, they're both much more intense. And worship is a full bow down, all the way down to the ground, completely flat out, okay? And to praise is to kneel on one knee and give that acknowledgement, okay? So worship in the Old Testament, flat, fully on the ground, or flat out completely. And in the New Testament, it's to kiss the face. And then in the word praise in the Old Testament, it's to kneel out of respect and honor. And then in the New Testament, it's to speak well of and to acknowledge and to give a great it's almost like giving a great speech about somebody, saying something well for them and their how great they are. So that's the big difference between praise and worship. And praise is more often used in both, and worship is used less. But it's more dramatic is kind of a nice way to think of it. So I'm hoping for Eric's sake that he got that. If I didn't explain that well enough, I can't do anything about it because I can only do the best that I can do. It's the best that I can do, and that's what I did. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break and come back. We still have a whole other thing. It's just fascinating stuff. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
If Jesus was welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You know what? I'm going to make an executive decision. I'm just going to tell T this right now. We are going to do the DNA after this because I do want to do it, okay? Just to let you know. All right. So just get ready for it. Not ready yet, but get ready. Get ready. All right. That just makes her go, oh, now I got to listen to him. Yeah, I'm almost 60. I know. I almost get it.
I'm prepping.
Okay. Here is a difficult, not really controversial, very specific. Some people are going to guess the wrong answer. They're going to give me only half of what's correct here, but I'm going to have to be on this one. I have to be a little tougher. And I'm just asking you, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. You do your best. Okay? How many hours was Jesus on the cross? Okay, you're going to find those answers, by the way, in Mark 15, if you don't know where to look. How many hours was Jesus on the cross? If you know that answer, text in or call in. Don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. There you go. Now, don't forget about our website. Don't forget about giving. Don't forget about praying for us. That's the biggest thing that I ask people to do on a regular basis. Let's do our DNA. DNA is the building blocks of who we are. And even though somebody's going to call in once T puts them on hold, I'm still going to utilize her because she's the best at doing this. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that. So D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus' words. That's the N. So DN and the A is always be ready
to serve.
To serve. That's our DNA as Christians. Somebody calling in for the trivia? Here we go. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. I already answered one today, but I do know the answer to this.
Okay, I'm excited because this is a tough one, right? It's not as easy as a lot of people. They just kind of guess off the top. Go ahead, my brother. I'm confident you can get there.
I believe it was 6 hours.
That is correct, sir! You are 100% correct. Some people have got get stuck in one part of it, and they think it was only three. It was 6 hours on that cross. And what's most amazing, that I just say this real quick, a lot of people miss this, is during that whole time, it's not like Jesus couldn't have said, in that certain sense, couldn't have said, okay, that's it, I can't do it. And so he just endured all the way through, full 6 hours of that torture on the cross after being beaten to a pulp. That's amazing love, isn't it?
It was pretty tough.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Excellent job, Gary. Excellent. Way to bring it in. Way to bring it open and way to bring it out. That's a great job. You did really well.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless, my brother.
God bless you.
All right. Excellent. Okay. All right. Let's go into our last teach. I'm going to pull one from Ray. Listen, I have every one of Ray's things electronically, and unfortunately for you guys, I mean, I've got 27 of these highlighted that I haven't done yet. So I'm just trying to be nice about the whole thing, you know, just trying to be pretty copacetic about it. By the way, I want you to have a great weekend. Do not focus on the stuff around you. You walk by faith and not by sight. The things that you see are not greater than the God you serve. Ooh, that's another good line. The things you see are not greater than the God you serve. Remember that. That's a good one. All right. This is from Ray's book, and so we encourage you to check that out. Go to our website, hemustincrease.org, and order Ray's book if you want. Here's the one on image. If you guys had a chance to read it or not, you're going to hear it one way or another. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. C.S. Lewis said, there are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Your neighbor, your friends, your coworkers, your family, and even those whose lives are not up to your standard or approval, none of them, no matter how famous or obscure, how godly or wicked or seemingly insignificant, is an unimportant common person. The Pharisees, religious leaders of Jesus' time, continually laid plans to trap Jesus with his own words. Teacher, they said one day, we know that you're a man of integrity. Tell us then, is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? All right. Now, here's something that's really funny about that a lot of people don't know. They complimented, oh, Jesus, you're a man of integrity. You're fantastic. And then they tried to set him up. Jesus knew exactly what they were up to, Scripture says. Show me a coin used for paying taxes, he responded. When they handed him a coin, he asked, whose image is this, and whose inscription? Caesar, they replied. Well, that settled it. So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's, Jesus said. It was obvious whose face was on the coin. Watch this. Then he said, to give to God what? He said, give God what is God's. Okay, watch this. This is a great, 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 great devotion. Where did God put his face and his image? On us. He put that image on us, on you and me. Where did God put his face and his image? So on that coin was the image of Caesar. And that belonged to Caesar. Where did God put his image? On you, on me. His creation, his children, his people, even with faults, weaknesses, and sins, being loved and being renewed by our Heavenly Father. This is our sin, and then there is God's grace, and that restores us into his image, not the shiny one on a coin, but conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Ray's conclusion, I believe that Jesus was pointing all along for you and I to give him our heart, our soul, and our mind, and let him continue the good work he began in our lives. In this season of the gift giving, we ought to give to God what belongs to him, which is you. And so if you catch what Ray's pulling on there, it's just a great, great switch, a great, great connection. And that is, on that stamped coin was Caesar's property. Yeah? Well, the Scripture says that God stamped you. You're God's property. And so what some people think when they say is, well, that means I got to be perfect. Only God is perfect. He puts you in a perfect position, in a perfect setting, or a perfect status, I should say. But you're not there yet. And it's until you're in his presence continually and always, you won't be there. And so here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you exist as the image of God. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. How bad is it really for us to complain? It's like taking mud on the image of God and slapping it all over our face. It's think of a coin. If you took a coin and you put gum on it, you couldn't really see much about it. You couldn't see the coin. Well, when we complain, we're putting gum on the image of God. It's like, oh, that's wrong, folks. I mean, that's just wrong. I do it. It's not saying I don't do it. I do it. But it's wrong to do. And I want to come before the Lord daily. That's part of our DNA we were talking about. Draw closer to the Lord daily. I don't even fight that fight. I just go, yep, I'm a mess. But I'm your mess. And that's what grace is all about. And Jesus is a better savior than I am a sinner. And that's what I'm depending on. It's like there's nothing. That's the end of that. Just kind of wrap that up and zip it and I'm done. And so you come in just fresh every day, fresh all the time. And people are like, well, you think you got to repent all the time? Yes. I actually had a conversation with a Christian and said, well, I don't think I actually have to repent all the time. Yeah, I said, you ought to repent of that. It's just like, that's just the wrong attitude. And when we complain or do some of those things like sin and stupid ways, we're muddying up the image. We're putting dirt on the coin. Oh, we can't do that. You can't do that. Okay? God loves you so much. I just want you to catch this. He loves you so much, he won't let you get away with it. You think, well, I want to get away with some things. Let me just say this real kindly to you. You'll never hear this from a preacher. God has let you get away with many things. If he judged you exactly according to your sin, you'd be dead. Okay? So he gives you some space for time. Not approves of it. He just doesn't wipe you out every second for everything you ever do wrong. That's why when you seek wisdom, any man who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. Because if he wanted to find fault, he'd find it. I'm just saying. I don't think you can argue with me. All right. I only got a couple seconds. Here's what I want you to do. Walk by faith, not by sight. Be the image of God. Be the coin. Be the shining example. You don't have to be perfect. Just be the coin. He knows how to spend you. You get it? Okay. That's a good one. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 71-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me. Purchase my freedom at the cost of.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.